Good morning, Steve here on Life Church Lichfield's Daily Podcast, and it's Thursday morning. And I just want to bring a phrase out of one of the stories and encounters that people had with Jesus and just throw it my way and your way and see if it challenges us in the same sort of way. The crowds had been, as they were gathering around Jesus, he'd had hardly any time to rest, eat, all the things that we have to do. This was time of popularity. And so they take a chance just to get away from the crowd of his disciples for as long as they could, I suppose, really. So this is the end of Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. And this is how it reads. When they got into the boat, his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" He got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Just put yourself in that boat. Close your eyes, imagine it. You know, you've started hanging around Jesus. He's said some stuff. He's done some stuff. You realise that he seems to have some capabilities that seem a bit beyond any normal human being. And so you're watching his every move. And you get into this boat. The storm comes up. He's fast asleep, for starters. Not many of us sleep in what seems to be quite a bad storm. Some of these guys were fishermen, so they'd faced bad storms before. They challenged him with the thought of, like, don't you care if we drown? That's quite something to say to the Son of God. Don't you care? And he doesn't sort of tell them off, rebuke them in any way, but he does say, "Oh, you have little faith." I think that's more exasperation than a sort of stern telling off. He tells the winds and the waves to be calm, and they are. They look at one another, nudge one another, look across at him, and then whisper amongst each other, what, who is this? What sort of person is it? Even the winds and the waves obey him. I just want to simply ask the question on this Thursday morning. Are you taken, amazed, mesmerized by Jesus in the same way that these guys were? You see, to truly encounter Jesus is to be knocked sideways, to be astonished, to be overwhelmed. I think it'd be fair to say that just mild interest in him means you have not really yet met him. And I don't know where you sit today, whether you are that sort of mildly interested, yeah, he's okay, he said some good things. And if so, then I invite you to get to know him better. Let's all start. In fact, let me not pick on anybody. Let's say all of us listening to this, let's today make a new start and say we don't want to lose sight of amazement and astonishment. We want him to be surrounded by the awesomeness of who he is. Don't be disappointed or despondent, worn out or jaded. But ask the question, do I really love Jesus? Or do I just dock my cap to him? Do I just work for him? Do I just accept his goodness? I want you, and I want me, to be blown away, to be knocked sideways, astonished, overwhelmed, not just mildly interested in him. So, how do we go about that? Read the scriptures, see what he did, see what he's capable of. Allow him that freedom in your life. Every twist and turn, every corner, every disappointment, every challenge, cry out to him in faith, saying, "Okay, here were guys who were actually physically around you and were astonished at what you did. Wow me right now. Come on, right into my need. Who is this that the winds and the waves obey him? It's Jesus, the person that lives in your life and mine." Make a great day. Carpe diem.